Yeah, the blues.
Practice up.
Well, I am very glad that these friends of ours from New York can come up and see a real Nudio radio, Nudio, listen to me. A real radio studio in the city of Kalamazoo. And of course, we have an old radio veteran here in the person of Gigglepuss Davis. They Tell the folks how you giggled when you were up here before.
Oh, it was terrible.
Could you give us a little sample of it?
No, I'm too shy. Oh.
Let's see, how old are you, Miss Davis?
Four.
Is that possible? My, how time flies.
Doesn't it, though?
Well, get up here in front so the people can hear you. Now, tell me what you think of the new studios here at WKZO.
I think the new studios here at WKZO are beautiful.
What is your chief interest in life, Miss Davis?
I wouldn't tell.
I thought you were a horsewoman.
Oh, yes, I love horses.
You like to horse around.
Now, that's misconstruing the facts.
What are the facts?
Oh, the facts?
Yes.
Well, that's hard to say.
What kind of horses do you like?
Jumpers.
Jumpers?
I'd like to raise my own Morgan horses. Of course, my father's standing here, and I shouldn't say that too loudly.
No. You want to raise horses all your life?
Oh, no. I'd like to get married. Raise children.
Oh. I see. Children and horses. Anything else you're thinking of raising?
No. Oh, that's possible, too.
Well, I think we ought to hear the second tenor of the Kalamazoo College Glee Club in 1921. Was it baritone? Maybe?
I didn't sing it tenor at all. What I sang was I never sang on the Glee Club. What I sang was up in the room. John Cameron was sang bass on the Glee Club, and Webb tenor. And they used to come up in the room, and they'd insist on me carrying the lead. Well, I couldn't carry the lead very good. I'd sing for a while, and then I'd get off on another key. And at first, it used to bother them, and then they got used to it. So they'd shift keys with me just
right
as
with you.
So it was really very.
I thought you were on the Glee Club, maybe.
No, I never was on the Glee Club.
Well, you're a very good ad-libber here. I mean, you talk away, you don't have to prompt you. Millicent, step up here and let's hear your voice.
You're going to be sorry.
What is your official position at Letchworth State Park? Step a little closer to the microphone.
Well, it might be most anything from scullery maid to chef.
Clean stables, too.
Yes.
Oh, we have some
desk
sound
clerk.
Effects. Well, what is your official position, though?
Well, I haven't found that out yet on the stationery. It says A.B. Davis manager.
Oh, you're the manager and he's
I'm
A.B.
The
Davis.
Manager's wife.
Well, I can say one thing, that you have wonderful, wonderful steaks at Letchworth Park.
Good.
And those beautiful falls out there, I'll never forget what a wonderful time we had at your place last September.
We'll come down this spring and we'll kill another cow.
I think that was a steer. Not a bum steer either.
No,
well, now, glamorous one, suppose you stand up here.
You're talking to Al.
No, I'm talking to you. Get up here.
Talking to me.
What is your name, please?
Kavita Dunbar.
What do you do for a living?
You don't know me, huh?
What do you do for a living?
Clean stables.
Oh, you're a pitcher.
Yeah.
When does your training camp start this spring? I mean, all pitchers have to go to training camp.
No, mine started last fall and continues until next fall.
Oh, I see.
And
is it going to end next fall?
I don't know. Maybe so.
Could you repeat the Lord's Prayer or the Gettysburg Address so we can get a better idea of your voice?
Oh. 47 years ago, our forefathers brought forth on this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. Is that enough?
All men, notice.
Well, I never said that the women were.
All right, let's get Pat up here. Pat, are you ill?
I'm desperately ill.
What's wrong with you?
I'm dying of man fever.
What is your temperature currently?
Well, it depends how many men there are around.
What is your ambition in life?
To catch a man.
How are you doing?
Aren't you repeating
I'm working
yourself?
On it.
You're working on it. Progress?
Well, it depends on the hours I get in at night.
Oh, I see. What time did you get in last night?
12 o'clock.
That's pretty fair.
Uh-huh, it's improving.
Yeah. Are you going to, what is it you're going to sell your first story at Saturday Evening Post for?
The terrible conditions working in a hotel.
I know, but what are you going to sell it for?
Oh, I'm going to make $750, and then I'm going to write a novel and live off the proceeds for the rest of my life.
You realize you have to pay an income tax on that $750?
Oh, well, I'll let you pay the income tax.
Oh, thank you. Al, let's hear what you sound like.
I don't sound very well.
Al, do you think you're going to get passing grades in all your subjects?
I have a friend.
Are you going to pass forward or back?
How many times have you cut chapel this year? We can't wait that long. How have you liked Kalamazoo?
Why, words just don't describe it. It's well, far too perfect for mere words.
Let's take a crack at it, shall we?
No, no, no.
Well, now, by the way, don't put the ash. Why, I was going to say, what was I going to say? Yeah, that's one of my duties as janitor. Are you singing in these operas, Al?
Yes, I am.
What
somewhere.
Part do you sing?
No, I sing baritone.
Baritone.
Don't you think you ought to warm up a little bit?
Let's have down in the
No,
room.
I have sort of a rusty one tonight.
Baritone. You sing the melody, the lead?
No, we sing a counter melody, but we do have the lead in one of the operas.
How about I'll sing the melody and you sing the counter melody? Can we do that now?
If you know the melody, sure.
All right. Down in the valley, valley so broad.
That's enough. This isn't good publicity for the opera.
Well, we aren't going to broadcast this,
oh,
you know.
Okay.
Okay, Joel, thanks very much.